Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned of Ayin Tes and Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about today include Kinyan the Geneva. Someone who steals an object becomes liable for the Geneva only if he performed a halachic kinyan which would otherwise acquire the object legally. Therefore, if he stole an animal, he's only liable if he acquired it in one of two ways. Meshicha shaloi b'rishas habaylam. If he pulled the animal to an area outside the owner's property, he's liable for the geneva. But if he pulled the animal b'rishas habaylam within the owner's property, he's not liable for the geneva because meshicha does not acquire inside the owner's property. Hagbah b'chol malkim. If he lifted the animal anywhere, even b'rishas habaylam, he is therefore liable for the geneva because hagbah acquires anywhere, even inside the owner's property. The Mishnah's halacha of ganav b'rishas habaylam v'tavach ha'machor chutz m'shusam. If someone stole an animal inside the owner's property and then slaughtered or sold it outside the owner's property, in which the kinyan geneva occurred when he pulled the animal to outside, misham tashlumi arba v'chamisham, he's liable to pay dal v'hei because there was both a geneva and a tvicha or mechira. Aval ganav v'tavach u'machor b'rishusam pater, if he stole and slaughtered or sold it inside the owner's property, he's not liable for dal v'hei because there was no geneva, as a meshicha does not acquire inside. And as the Gemara elsewhere says, it means geneva ain't tvicha u'mechira. If there was no geneva, he's not liable for the tvicha u'mechira. Tiknu meshicha b'shemer. The Chacham initiated that a person becomes a shemer and obligated to guard the pekadon only through a meshicha, but not through a mere verbal consent. Ganav. If someone secretly stole an object, he's liable to pay kefil, double the value of the item, as the pasuk states, v'gunav mibayis ha'ish, yishalom shnayim. However, Goslin, if he openly or forcibly stole an object, he pays only Karen, the principal value, but he does not pay Kefil because the Pasuk specifies Begunav. And the reason why a Ganav does pay Kefil and a Goslin does not. The reasons why for the Tvicha Mechira of an ox he pays Chamisha, while for a sheep he pays only Arba. The Mishnah's halacha of Eim Magadlin Behemad Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals, such as sheep and goats, in the settled areas of Eretz Yisrael, because as Rashi explains, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Shemavir Es HaSadis V'chol Sadis Eretz Yisrael Stamen Di Yisrael. The Chacham initiated this gezeira in order to preserve the land of Eretz Yisrael, because these animals ruin the surrounding fields which are mainly owned by other Jews.